But I think I'm going to have to put some of the window down because it's a bit.
It's fine.
Yes, what's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name's Ace.
My name is Skillet.
I'm Flu.
And Tay's not here this week.
Oh, we miss you, Tay.
We do miss you, Tay.
This is the first episode since Kickout 100.
This is actually,
we've been busy, boys. We made sure we had a little breather after episode 100. And we've still got some visual content coming out. So we still did the Hall of Fame game show needs to come out.
Yeah.
And the Hall of Fame footage will have to come out too. So still keep waiting for that. Congratulations to Louise, who won our Kickout 100 episode DVD giveaway.
Oi, oi.
She's got gifts like the Shield, Best of the Shield.
I saw that. She's got a little bundle.
Yeah, she's got all that shit.
If people can probably hear car skills, I think you'd better explain what the hell.
Yeah, we locked out our studio, basically.
Yeah, we are.
So we are recording in Neil Flewellyn's car.
Hey!
This is dope.
Outside the studio.
Luckily, I drive a stretched bastard limo, so we're absolutely fine.
Yeah, we don't look like FBI formats or nothing, or ages or
we
nothing.
We look really weird.
This is different.
Little foreign lady just walked past, gave us a little look like we weren't normal. Hello there, lady. You alright there, love?
Since Kickout 100, we've had some devastating news in the world of wrestling in terms of ex-legendary wrestlers passing.
Mm.
Rest in peace to Nikolai Volkov.
Of course.
Yep. Rest in peace to Grandmaster Sexair.
Very sad.
Brian Christopher.
Rest in peace to, obviously this week we found out that Jim the Anvil Neidhart has also passed away.
Who's the other chap? Bullet? Someone?
Oh, Bunkhouse Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, but rest in peace to him too.
Yeah, so. I don't know much about him.
He's an NWA guy. I didn't really follow him too hard, but I knew about his heel work when he was there. He was a good heel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I went
but
back to watch some of
three people to go in one day, that sucks.
Yeah. Man. And you know what? He was actually quite instrumental to like the southern region of wrestling. So yeah. A lot of people looked up to him and knew how good he was. He had a big problem with drugs and stuff, unfortunately. So
in the wrestling world, I find that very hard to believe.
And but yeah, he was good, man. A lot of the racist angles they tested on him first before he came to WWE and stuff like that.
There's racism. You're dropping bombs on me today, so yes. How is everybody? How are you? Ace, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Good to see my brothers again.
Hello.
Yes, it's been too long. So yeah, I'm good. It's good to be back. I'll be honest, like I have been watching wrestling, but I haven't really been in it.
I don't think
it's just kind of been on in my house.
I think that's all the whole wrestling community at the moment. I think we're all. It's always a bit of a low patch after WrestleMania, but is this the lowest of the low patch? It's been
maybe.
I mean, we'll talk about stuff. I think Raw was a lot better this week, but obviously
I enjoyed Raw this week.
Yeah, but the product is pretty damn bad at the moment, isn't it?
I was going to say before we move on, I'm going to ask if I ask you one memory that you have of each wrestler that's passed away. So if I say,
I was about to go to the news and we'll talk about it properly. But first, Skills,
do you want to do that?
I was going to ask, how the devil are you? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Sorry. I'm all right. And how are you, Flu?
I just got back from Greece, driving in the mountains of Zante on a quad bike.
I was in Zante.
When?
Last weekend.
I was there 4 days ago.
Oh, my God.
Damn it!
I was there last weekend.
I saw you, I saw Ace,
I was quad
biking. Did you quad bike as well?
With my kids, yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, this is crazy. What's this?
The radio's just come on. Sorry, ladies.
I just thought someone's cashing in.
That's good stuff. Did you go quad biking as well?
Yeah, I did.
Have you ever felt more free
it's
and
so
awesome?
Good, man. It's so much fun.
No traffic lights, no cops. No. You just drive and eat chicken. It's great.
But Ace, were you at some restaurant where people were burning something in the ground?
Yeah, they were Greek dancing, so like, they danced around fire. My son was really unimpressed, though. He's like, okay, I want more. And he also wanted plate smashing, but they don't do that anymore.
You not really.
You got to tell your son, listen, man, culture, man.
But it's I was saying it's you, Skills. Sometimes you go to Spain and they kind of put the food in front of you. They're like, here you go, you English prick. But in Greece, they genuinely want you there, don't you?
Yeah,
there's
they do.
Genuine
hospitality. Yeah,
100%. Good food, good people.
Good food, people.
Go to Greece.
Unfortunately, we had some sad news yesterday.
What's that?
The passing of Soul Queen, the Queen of Soul.
Oh, there you go. There's another one, yeah.
Aretha Franklin. Who sang at WrestleMania 3 and
she
WrestleMania 27.
Aretha!
Ladies and gentlemen! Aretha! Aretha!
The moment I wake up. Before I
burn. Aretha, come here! I want you to dance!
But Ace,
yeah.
You're a DJ.
Yeah.
You're in the world of the music biz. Have you ever heard someone with a better voice than Aretha Franklin?
No, and she was like your favourite singer's favourite singer.
100%.
So obviously like this generation may not understand how important she was, but whoever you look up to looked up to her.
100%.
So It's a very sad loss.
Well, me and Skills were saying, have you seen that video of her going viral at the moment where she's like, she's getting interviewed and they're like, what do you think of Adele? And she's like, great singer. What do you think of Alicia Keys? An amazing writer. What do you think of Taylor Swift? She dresses really well. What do you say?
What do you think of Nicki Minaj? I don't want to talk about it.
Is that what she said? No way. Have you ever seen that video of her when I don't know if she's picking up on the award, but Patti LaBelle goes to give her a high five and she just airs her. She like, but it's not like she doesn't see her. She actually moves herself out of the way.
Oh, wow.
It's just bare. And I think they were beefing for a long time.
They were, but they made up though, didn't they?
I hope they did.
That's the best level of celeb when they're so big. Like McCartney does that, apparently. One time I heard that Prince, like, bought a whole club out because he heard Chumbawamba were going to perform there or something, and Prince just bought the whole place out and she was like, Chumbawamba are not going to be in the stadium. Well, I done. Get knocked down. I'm going to be it. And what's this other rock? Well, we were talking about it as well, Skids, weren't we? I follow Ice-T on thing, and he was like, who's this bitch? And it's Katie Hopkins talking about Idris Elba wanting to be the new Bond and stuff, and it just does my nutting.
I mean, what did she say?
She's just like, James Bond, he's white, he's a white character, and it's just...
He's not a real person.
Yeah, he's a...
Did James Bond exist? Did he ever exist at one point?
A black man can't play him. A Welshman has, an Irishman has, true. A Scotsman has, an Australian has, and like I said, I was saying to Skills, not... I've read Casino Royale. Not once does it say James Bond walked into the casino all white. He went up to the bar. He ordered a shaken martini. Shaken, not stirred, and white. It never said that once in the books. It's absolute bullshit.
It's the same thing happened with
Harry Potter when Hermione, you know, on the stage show got played by, like, you know, in the books it says she's a curly haired girl. Yeah. Doesn't say white, doesn't say black. And also, it's a fictional character. And also, who gives a piss?
Yeah.
Same with Buffy.
Yeah.
They're rebooting Buffy.
With a black woman.
I don't
know. But I think a lot of people, well, some people are saying, why are you rebooting Buffy? Why don't you just do a different Slayer?
Yeah.
Which is an interesting point. And I saw a good tweet by someone who was black just saying, we don't want your fucking characters. Oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not our fault. It just does my nutting.
I don't know if I want to see a black Bond. I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't know if I want to see a white Katie Hopkins. Like, oh, surely Idris is Bond, man. Because they've done that.
I don't know, man.
He'd be a sick Bond, though.
I don't know if he would.
He's the man. My favourite's Timothy Dalton, because I like living really? That life. I like that skill. They're my favourites.
Okay, yeah.
Pierce Brosnan was good, but his film sucked. Daniel Craig was really good because he kind of gave it that army vibe, yeah, like a soldier. Yeah, yeah. So I think you have to take it in a different direction now, and I think Idris Elba will be outstanding.
Really?
What is your favourite Bond theme song?
Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die.
I would go View to a Kill.
How does that go?
Christopher Walken. Boom.
Did he actually do that?
I think is it Aha or Duran Duran or one of those two or something. I think it's Duran Duran, yeah. Meeting you with a view to a kill. That one.
I don't think I know that one. Okay. Do you know what mine will be?
Chris Walken was that one.
James Jones. Do you remember James Bond Jr.?
No.
The cartoon?
No.
Bond. James Bond Jr. Da, 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 da. Up in the sky of us, he's as adventurous. Every time he goes inside, James Bond Jr. fighting crime.
That's James Bond's son.
Yeah, no, nephew.
Skills.
How's he Jr. then?
That's what it's called.
Always walks while others run. He acts.
What's that?
That's Thunderball.
Look, I'm not making it up.
What year was this from?
It was 1993.
1993. I bet he's American, isn't it? Did he have an English accent?
Check it out, man. Check it.
No, I need you to confirm. I need you to confirm what I meant.
Never PRS.
You left the game from his uncle James. Okay, listen. They're
going to
shut it
up. To remain James Bond!
I need you to confirm.
He learned the game from his Uncle James.
Was he American or British?
He learned the game from his Uncle James, and he's there to remain.
Oh, so his uncle was James Bond.
Yeah, and he's American.
I knew he was American. He's American. I knew he was going to be American.
Yeah, the American James Bond. Nobody complained about that. When it turns out they're black.
She.
I have a martini shaken, not stirred.
And
some fried chicken.
She. Get this bitch on bags.
Can you imagine? I should be able to change when I talk like that. Hey, was it Dr. No?
Give her a test.
Hey, Dr. No, fuck y'all on your laser. She, I ain't gonna fuck
it. Fuck
out
here.
Hey, motherfucker, I gotta hit you with this razor light here. I gotta watch me from Q. I'm gonna slash your ass in half, nigga.
Get this bitch a taxi.
Thunderbolt? You gotta suck my Thunderbolt.
Hey, Penny, was it Penny? Wasn't it Penny? Penny what? Penny. Money Penny, come here and suck my dick. She. Fuck shit, man.
Money Penny got it.
You got my money yet, Money Penny? Hey, Money Penny, bitch, you got my money yet? Shit.
We need to get the guy from the hotel in New Orleans to be James
Yo,
Bond.
Yo, man, get this picture down.
That guy was the best. Hey, man, get some Mr. Taxi. Have a good night now. That was the best.
Oh, man,
hello, civilian. Have a good day, my friend.
I wish we'd done more James Bond puns before we
that would have made more sense, wouldn't it? This is what we do, though. We just go off the cuff, and then anybody that thinks that we're unprepared, we are.
100% are.
But entertaining, we are.
Goldfinger, you're gonna get this black finger. Okay, that's enough now. I think we've done enough.
Let's get back to wrestling
news. Okay, sadly,
hold on, wait a minute. Oh, Cesaro was supposed to be a Bond character, wasn't he, at one point? So there was a James Bond gimmick at wrestling.
Oh, well, there's the other connection. Obviously, our friend Dave Bautista. Well, in fact, let's talk about that as well. He's standing up for James Gunn, obviously. James Gunn lost his job.
Oh, for Guardians.
For Guardians 3, obviously, which is weird. And at first I thought, what a bunch of bullshit. Can you not say stuff anymore? And then you do see the pictures, and he's at a paedophile party where he's dressed as an old priest, and he's strangling a girl with pigtails.
Yeah, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate.
You can't work for Disney and do that. Yeah, you can't.
They've got
it's
a rule.
Disney, yeah.
None of them can smoke. They're not allowed to smoke in public.
Really?
They're not allowed to drink in public. They have to be absolute... It's like the WWE now. They have to be absolute pillars of society. And so even though I like James Gunn, and I appreciate Bautista supporting him, saying he's going to quit if they change the script, because Chris Pratt needs to pray on it, which is a pussy way out if you ask me. But just... It's difficult, isn't it?
Man.
Anyway, Dave Bautista, WWE...
Let's yeah, if I was them, I wouldn't leave my job for a director.
No. Don't shoot yourself in the
face. Especially such a huge franchise as well.
But if you remember, Dave Bautista used to be in wrestling films like Austin. Do you know what I mean? And that, and then James Gunn grabbed him and put him in movies like The Rock.
True. So he always
was Hogan. That's before
true.
He was Austin,
that's true. So he feels that he's loyal to him and stuff. Like,
And you've got to respect that.
Yeah.
That's that old wrestling mentality. You know what I mean? Right, okay, so here's the news. Are we ready for the news, guys?
Let's do it.
So, okay, sad then. So, obviously, Brian Christopher committed suicide.
Yeah, while in jail.
Because he'd failed another DUI. And, you know, so I guess he just felt like he was a failure and stuff out. But, so I read up on it. And normally you read, like, you know, he's so damaged and stuff out. But all I read up was people just giving how nice he was and supportive he was. And, you know, I even read a few things from fans and stuff like that. And, you know, I met him at Comic-Cons and stuff like that. And he was just genuinely one of those guys who went out of the way.
Yeah.
To be cool, and so, you know, because no offense, but I was at Comic-Con a couple of weeks ago in London, and Billy Gunn just didn't want to be around people, man. Billy Gunn was just kind of Mark Henry was cool, you know, Nasty Boys were cool walking through. Billy Gunn was shouting to people like, "Hey, they're all around me! All these people are all around me! Do something!" Do you know what I mean?
Seriously.
Yeah, in a jokey way, but it was still kind of like, he's so big. Anyway, so that's sad. Obviously,
what's your favourite Grandmaster Sexy Brian Christopher
moment? One of my favourite Brian Christopher moments is one of my favourite moments in WWE. Gangrel's debut. Gangrel comes out. I know, and obviously I'm a Gangrel fan and stuff like that, but Brian Christopher takes the best implant DDT in history. And of course, the other moment I loved, Royal Rumble. When they realise that it's him and Scotty Too Hottie,
that was amazing. And then they had
the
dance,
time they did it. That was outstanding.
They were red hot.
Moment.
Ace, what about you?
I agree that moment was amazing. But yeah, I think I really hated the too cool gimmick at the beginning,
I loved it from the start.
Really,
yeah. I remember me and Chas the Mentalist, my brother Mentalist. I remember when, and actually my brother Kane. Chas and my brothers actually, because I remember when. When they first debuted and the crowd was stunned silence looking at Brian Christopher and Scotty coming down dancing to the theme song of The Latter Man. I remember the crowd is stunned silent and them just dancing, and then we were just all cracking up, man. And then from then I just became a fan, and you know, they were red hot, man.
Yeah.
Are they Hall of Famers?
Underrated,
right? Yeah, I agree. Hall of Famers? Definitely.
Do you include
Rikishi.
Does that mean Rikishi going twice or two Call Yourself on their own?
I think without
I don't
Rikishi.
Think Rikishi's a two-time Hall of Famer. Rikishi's a one-time Hall of Famer. And he's already got the Hall of Fame accolade. But I think Tuchel should be inducted too.
I do as well.
They were hot as anything. They were so over.
Did they ever win the belts?
Yeah.
Then
for the worm alone, even
they were the worm,
and also are you not Grandmaster Sexay?
Yeah,
is probably the best name in wrestling.
He's just shining his goggles, man. That was amazing. Yeah. Shine him up, and you know, Sky Too High with the worm. Great memories, man.
Jerry Lawler, I haven't seen much. I haven't really been. I've been busy, obviously. But Jerry Lawler, has he put stuff out? Is he put?
Well, he did a tribute match with a fractured relationship. Yeah, a fractured relationship.
Because Jerry Lawler's obviously. Drug-free, alcohol, he's straight edge and stuff like that. Not straight edge, but you know what I mean? He doesn't do anything. And obviously, Brian Christopher went down a different route. And can you imagine that pressure? When it's always tough for the kids when the dad is not just a star, but a legit... I look at Ric Flair's kid.
Yeah.
When the dad is not just a star, but a legitimate
legend. And you can't live up to it.
It's impossible to live up to it.
But, they had a fractured relationship. I know Lawler posted up a picture of him in Ellsworth. They had a match trip... dedicated to Grandmaster Sexay.
He
posted up like, this is one of the hardest things he's ever done, burying his son. Wearing one of his jackets to ringside, burying, you know. So it's some heartfelt stuff. I do feel for Lawler because, you know, it's always hard to lose, you know, to bury your child. No one should ever go through that. Unfortunately, yeah, I just hope, I don't want to judge their situation, but they didn't have an ideal.
How can you? Relationship. Wrestling, you know, industry, legend, it's impossible. Mm. But
Hence the reason why he was called Brian Christopher, not Brian Lawler. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's mad.
But condolences to them.
Yes.
Condolences, obviously, we've already spoken about...
Nikolai Volkov?
Well, no, we've already spoken about...
Jim DeAnvil now?
No, the Jim... Oh,
yeah, Aretha Franklin?
No. NWA.
Miles Brown.
Oh, sorry, that's so disrespectful. That's right. I do apologise. And then, okay, moving on, Nikolai Volkov.
Yeah. What's your favourite memory of Nikolai Volkov?
You know what? It's bizarrely goes in, and it's going to sound weird. I mean, I loved him singing the national anthem. Obviously, that's hilarious. But I loved WrestleMania 6 when the Hart Foundation squashed them.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know it doesn't sound like an amazing, but it was one of the things I remember watching Legion of Doom and Big Boss Man versus the Natural Disasters and IRS, and thinking, what's this product? This looks fun. And then I watched WrestleMania, and I remember the Hart Foundation winning in what 3.5 seconds.
Right. When Brett did the three count,
the 1-2-3 count and stuff like that to the camera. You know, interesting story. Chris Jericho tried that at a later date. He did the 1-2-3 to the camera. He said this in one of his books, and then I think it was either Malenko or Shawn Michaels or someone like that took him to one side and was like, yeah, we don't do that. Don't do the 1-2-3 to the camera. It's all right for Brett to do it at WrestleMania against the evil Russians, but you don't do that to just anybody because, you know what I mean? And you're not Bret Hart at that time. But, I loved... Nikolai Volkov, he's one of those weird ones where he was back in the day where I was too young, so you just didn't like him. If he was modern... You know, and he was coming out and singing the national anthem, I would love him now as an adult. Do you know what I mean? Because I think it was hilarious. Skills is a little bit...
I saw some ebony beauty. The ebony experience.
And it goes in line. But, WrestleMania 6. Ace?
I don't know, you know.
Skills?
I don't remember any...
I guess it's a thing, isn't it? It'll have to be stuff with Iron Sheik.
Yeah, of course.
When he turned face, he started hanging out with Boss Man and Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember
that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan's got a lot of heat recently.
Why?
What happened? What's he done?
You know what? Before I want to big up my brother Kenny McIntosh for coming out and speaking about actually Jim Duggan and his bullshit, because Jim Duggan's been criticizing black athletes for taking a knee, and McIntosh told him to fuck off.
That's also DiBiase. That's also Randy Orton. That's also everybody who's a dick.
Yeah,
dicks.
How would you feel? Somebody tweeted that, and I don't have an opinion. I just want to, an England game, and if there was, if let's say shit continued in England, or we were in a similar situation as in America, if the black players took a knee during an England game during the national anthem, how would you feel?
Good.
Yep.
Yeah, because it needs to. The madness needs to stop, man. You can't just be killing people, innocent people, for no reason. And
luckily, that's not the problem.
But why are people more upset about that?
Yeah.
Than what's actually happening?
Yep. Exactly.
Is that you don't say nothing? You don't say nothing when racism happens. You don't say nothing, but when we stand against racism, you get all upset. It's just ridiculous.
Also, yeah. I think the words of their national anthem is why they take the knee, because it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Whereas, I mean, I don't think that kneeling during God Save the Queen will have the same will have the same effect. I don't know if like are you protesting the Queen or like
the money they take from our taxes, we all should be taking a knee.
I don't think it has the same effect, so I don't know. Are you really protesting Lizzie or I don't know.
Oh Liz. Thank you. Interesting. So rest in peace, Nikolai Volkov. And finally, and for me personally, the most devastating, because he did mean a lot to me, was Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Yeah.
Died at age of what, 63?
Yeah.
I think it was complications from, he had Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
So I think it was a complication from the Alzheimer's or something.
Yeah, he was having some issues. Yeah. And Natalia was trying to be there for him and
yeah,
just taking care of him while she could. Obviously, she's on the road a lot, but.
One of the, because it's not fair, because he wasn't Jannetty.
Do you know what I mean? No, he wasn't.
Jeanette. He was, you know, he's okay. He wasn't wrestler, but he's, you know, stomping. You know, he looked legit.
Yeah,
he could throw a drop kick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's amazing. I love Jim the Anvil Neidhart. I suppose we're talking about special moments before I go to you guys. But for me, like I said, WrestleMania 6. I loved, and I loved the demolition 2 out of 3 falls when. Can't remember quite. I in my head, I remember Brett slingshotting Anvil into demolition. So it was like a slingshot, and he shoulder barged him. Bret Hart, schoolboy, for the pin for the win.
Yep.
Legion of Doom on the outside, who just hit somebody with a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, was that? No, that was against the Nasty Boys. I can't remember. I just remember awesomeness.
Yeah.
Ace, Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Yeah, man. I think they as a tag team, they were like the perfect combination.
Where would you rank them in top tag teams? They're definitely top five.
They're definitely top five. They might even be top three.
Hart Foundation, Steiner Brothers, Legion of Doom, Harlem Heat, and one more, and Dudley's. That's my top five.
Yeah, that's legit. That's a legit top five.
If you took out Dudley's and put Rockers, that would be my top five. Yes.
You put the Rockers over the Dudleys?
Me personally, yes, because Rockers was one of the reasons I got the
wrestling. I do love the Rockers.
I love the Dudley boys, don't get me wrong, but just the Rockers and the Legion of Doom, I just, that was what got me into wrestling. Do you know what I mean?
So, sure.
Where's Men on a Mission, guys?
I apologise.
Men on a Mission?
No, Ace.
No? Okay.
On a mission. We're in the number one position. Yeah, remember?
The lyrics.
Something like that. Do you have did you have a phone number?
No, just to say, they, like I said, like the mix and combination of speed and agility from Brett and power from the Anvil, and even like those crazy promos with the mad laugh and the pulling your beard.
Yeah,
Calm down, Anvil.
Yeah, loved it.
Legend, man. Rest in peace, Anvil. He was, like... Hart Foundation growing up was one of my favorite tag teams. That made me fall in love with Brett. Anvil played a big part in that. Anvil in the Hart Foundation Resurrection in '97. You know,
underrated,
very under, like
one of the most important.
An absolute legend. An absolute legend. It's a shame that
your favorite moment, sir.
It's just a shame that DX betrayed him. And When he pretended to join
DX.
Whether
he was going to join, I was very confused. But it was all awkward because it was like, why are you even on television? You should have told him to do one after what they did.
Yeah.
It was awkward.
My favourite moment will have to be the interaction between Hart Foundation and the Bulldogs. Their tag matches were outstanding.
Oh man.
Yeah, so that's my shit.
Unbelievable.
When I think of Hart Foundation, I think of the British Bulldogs.
100 unbelievable matches.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, I was our man Stat Guy Gred and Pete Rosenberg, I was listening to Cheap Heat this week.
Mm.
They were saying that, and you know they're massive, both massive Bret Hart guys.
Mm.
They were saying that there's an argument that Bret Hart wouldn't have got over if it wasn't for Jim.
I kind of agree with that. Definitely. I think he helped bring Bret's personality out, especially at that time when he was very insecure about his promos and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Anvil was a massive influence on him in terms of character and character development. 100%. I have to agree with that. Not technically wrestling prowess, nothing like that. Bret had that on his own accord, and Bret was always going to be a bad boy wrestler. But in regards of personality, if Anvil wasn't there for him, he probably would have suffered big time.
100%. So, from the Kick Out podcast to the families of all of the... deceased legends. Tip of the hat.
Yep.
Respect.
Respect, man. Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Jim Anvil goes in on his own.
They're gonna have to now because Hart Foundation, they're not gonna put them all
this year.
I don't know, but Anvil has to go by himself because, I mean, I don't know when they're gonna decide to put the Bulldog in, But they're not going to put them all the faction because the whole Owen situation.
I think they're waiting for
Dynamite to die. To put that. But you can put Bulldog on his own by himself. He doesn't
Of course you could. 100%.
So what the hell?
But you can't have Dynamite coming out because he and also. He
but you could put Dynamite in the Legends
Dynamite
wing.
Was a hideous human
but they could put him in the Legends wing.
Who, Dynamite or Bulldog? Yeah.
Dynamite. He could be put in the Legends wing.
Yeah.
And then put Bulldog in the Hall of Fame. I would put Dynamite in the Hall of Fame 100%. But obviously because of what's his even life choices and stuff like that. Well, that's it. So put him in the Legends wing.
On the quiet Legends
wing. Legends wing. Because he changed wrestling, bro.
Oh.
Dynamite. The wrestling wouldn't be today where it is with Dynamite Kid and Tiger Mask back in the 80s and shit. So.
Unfortunately, there is some weird... him and Benoit... Mm. Very similar wrestling styles, incredible, intense, similar bodies. Similar, obviously, life almost. You know, yeah. Dynamite, you know, allegedly did attack his missus with a gun and blah, blah, blah. And, but it's very. I'm not even making a statement on this. I'm just saying, very bizarre, don't you think? Mm, the whole situation.
I agree. Yeah.
So basically, Benoit was basically a stand, basically.
Huh?
Benoit was
no,
a stand.
We're not saying that.
He's a stand and took it too far.
No, we're not saying
it was a stand and took it too far.
No, I don't.
Dead Dynamite. I'm here tonight because I can't afford you.
I don't think Benoit's trying to copy Dynamite.
What's that?
No, I'm uncomfortable with this. No.
Dead Dynamite.
No skillet stop. No, I don't like it.
Oh, I see. Oh, goodness. No. Yeah, we're moving on, mate.
Wait, let's move on.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. Yeah,
no, I'm not unhappy with this.
Which actually.
I was in the best thing called 4 hours and he just said no. It's pretty shitty, man.
He's lucky with the ECW podcast.
Isn't it? I know.
If we were the WWE and the WCW, we'd be shut down by
that. 100%.
So, fans of the Kick Out podcast, thanks for not being that kind of crowd with us. Because I know sometimes we say things, which, by the way, is a perfect segue to our next segment. Because here on the Kick Out podcast, sometimes we say things and we appreciate the fact that you know we are making a joke. But this week, Dave Meltzer is in the poop because Dave Meltzer made some comments about Peyton Royce, saying how he doesn't like her on the new roster, and she was better when she was lighter, referring to her boob job or the size she is now. I think he was referring to the boob job. A bit of a weird one. I mean, I've spoken about the Iconics before, and I said that I can't stand them. I can't stand them. But their looks and their breast size, I could care less about, and is none of my business. And Dave Meltzer, as an experienced journalist, bit of a rookie error, and also bit of a stupid comment in modern life, but not in modern life. It's
just in the Me Too era, it's stupid.
Yeah, so Charlotte's come out, it's quite rightly saying to Martha Rennie Young, said it was hot garbage. Seth Rollins came out and said, you know, you give people 5 stars, I give you -6 stars and stuff like that. So basically, he's pissed off the industry a little bit. He has come out and apologised, but Skillet, your opinion on this situation?
Yeah, I listened to what he said, and I just don't get why those comments about someone's looks and weight size and all that stuff. What's that got to do with anything with the woman's
talent? We've made comments about looks before, but that hasn't affected how we see their. Do you know what I mean? I think that's the difference. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I said, do you remember I said I've preferred Carmella since her hair's been up?
Yeah,
but I didn't say. Do you know what I mean? That was. Am I just as bad? Do I deserve criticism for that?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, everyone.
Yes, you do.
But what I mean is, her breast size has got nothing to do with her ability on the main roster from NXT. So that's why it was a bit of a rookie, weird one.
Yeah.
And to be fair, is it Brian Alvarez who interviews him?
Yes,
it is. Was him who pushed him to say it. So what you're saying is she's not big enough since her boob job? Do you know what I mean? It was him who actually pushed it. But yeah, rookie errors from them, surely. Ace?
Yeah, I think really stupid thing to say.
And you're there you go, Ace. As a professional broadcaster, you can give us a little bit of are you aware? Is it always floating in the back of your head? Like,
yeah. I don't think you guys will notice, but even when you guys get quite close to the line, I start shutting my mouth. I'll just be quiet. I'll start moonwalking. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm like, it's always constantly on my mind, like what you can say. I'm the kind of person who'll start writing a tweet and then I'll delete it because I don't want to offend people.
Me too, 100%.
So yeah, you gotta be so careful nowadays. And I just think it was a stupid thing to say.
Do you worry sometimes when me and Skills go off on jokes, and it is always jokes, me and Skills never, but do you sometimes think, ish, I'm a professional broadcaster, I can't be,
I just know that. I just won't chip in. But if you go, if you went too far, I'd probably just take it out anyway.
Yeah.
We've taken stuff out before. That's we've true. Taken stuff out yeah. before. It's not a big deal. I'll just take stuff out.
I did an event. I did the Chinese film.
Okay, let's not talk about it.
I had to cut some shit.
We had to take some stuff out. So it's fine. I think it's, you know what's really funny is, so I did, I'm almost too sensible now. I did Charlie Sloth's show on Radio 1, mm-hmm. I think maybe a week and a half ago. It's on at 9 o'clock, and he's allowed to swear on that show.
Ooh.
On Radio 1. Yeah. So he swears all the time. He says all of the words.
Bad Charlie Sloth.
He says all of the words. He's allowed to. It's fine, yeah? And so I covered for him because he had tonsillitis. And as I was doing the show, because I'm on in the morning, I don't swear. I can't swear. I'm not allowed to.
Right.
And I was getting criticism that I wasn't swearing enough. Like, it was like, we want swears!
It's a weird planet, isn't it?
We listen to the show because we want swears. And then we just have it, like, so, like, obviously, the callers of that show, they come on and they say the most outrageous things. And I couldn't believe some of the stuff I was hearing. We had a woman who come on the phone. I said, this is not wrestling related at all.
Go.
We had a woman come on the phone.
But you're wrestling with your conscience.
I was. She came on the phone.
So, and speak away, my friend.
We were talking. So he has a feature where he asks the listeners, who is the naughtiest listener? So you have to text in and say what you've done naughty that week. Guys were like, yes, I've dreamt about my boss's wife. I fingered this girl in a car. Like, guys are saying random things. We had a woman, she must have been all of 55 years old, talk about how she went and bought a car, and the guy, she liked the guy that was selling her a car, and he did her in the front seat and broke her, and broke the windshield of the car because he was giving it to her too hard. And I was like, wow. And I was like, okay, I just want to know, did you guys finish though, even after you smashed the windscreen? She goes, no, I didn't finish, so I just sat on the gear stick. She said this on BBC Radio 1.
Did she give her name? Or was she...
I think she did, yeah. You can go back and listen to this. She said this on BBC Radio 1. I was amazed. But yeah, sorry, I don't know where we got... How did we get this?
For ITV 2. You know what I mean? Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how we got into this. Oh, yeah, so basically, yeah. I mean, you just got to be careful what you say nowadays.
Which is... Well, there you go. And so, you've said your piece, Have You Not Skill, which actually segues to the next segment,
yeah.
Which is, I was actually... Remember a few weeks ago, Randy Orton was talking about how the reasons these shootings were happening in the schools is because there's no prayer in schools. And I got a little bit angry, and I was like, fuck that guy, basically, and stuff like that. And I felt a bit bad. And I was actually like, especially now that, obviously, our relationship with the WWE is better. You've obviously got a relationship with Triple H. You're obviously with the BBC, eh? So I was actually like, you know what? I should probably apologise or take those Randy Orton comments back, especially after he did a good promo a couple of weeks ago. And now these accusations have come out. I don't know if you've heard this, Ace. Mm-hmm. But he, I think it was, is it Court Bauer? Is that the guy who used to be a writer?
Yeah.
He's come out and said, Randy Orton does this thing.
Oh, I heard
the
this.
The new writer's coming.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Gets his dick out. Rubs his dick. And then he goes...
This is in 2012, by the way.
Yeah. Oh
this is recent.
Oh, 6 years ago. It doesn't count then.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't. But I just don't want people to think that it was...
And then he goes to shake their hand.
2012 wasn't that long ago.
You know, it's not that long ago at all, man. 6 years ago is not that long ago.
No, it's not long ago. Punk was there.
Exactly. But anyway, he rubs his dick, and then he says to the writers, if you don't shake my hand, I'm going to tell Vince and Steph that you did... So one, it's disgusting what he did. Two, it's to the newbies, so he's bullying. Three, I'm going to tell Vince and Stephanie if you don't, because he knows he's the golden boy.
That makes him
so
a weirdo.
I was going to apologise to Randy Orton, but now I will continue to say fuck Randy Orton.
If it is true. Exactly.
Or I could be lying allegedly. For no reason whatsoever.
But yeah, that is a very random thing.
It's getting the phone.
We're doing a picture, ladies and gentlemen. This is great content.
That is a very random thing to make up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And he was very detailed as well.
Yeah, yeah.
He was fun this week. I've seen Randy Orton's new character. It's basically, have you seen Mickey Flanagan live?
Just stalking.
Peeking? Have you seen the peeking? You know, maintain the peep.
That is him.
So basically on SmackDown, I was sitting with Soph, and Soph was like, is Randy Orton peeking? Is he maintaining the peep? Very bizarre cat. So anyway, let's move on. There you go. No, but you know what? It was 6 years ago, and I'm sure Randy Orton's changed, and I'm sure he's a really good guy now. And,
yeah,
and
good of course.
For him. Good for him.
Randy loves the kids.
Yeah, good for him. And obviously, as Weinstein knows, if it's 6 years ago, it doesn't count. moving forward to... talking about the shine going off, people, this segues are going really well. It's all fine. The shine's gone off CM Punk a little bit this week. Mm. So, Colt Cabana had an agreement. When A-Man told him to take the video down, Punk said don't, which is one thing. Why did Punk wanted to keep it up? Because Punk acts like, you know, and you know me, Punk's in my top four, I love Punk. But Punk acts like, oh, I don't give a shit. You know, oh, I don't give a shit. But he told him to keep the thing up, which was interesting. That was the first point, I thought. And then, he says, I'll pay your court fees. And then obviously they won, but there's still what, 500,000 court fees and stuff like that. And Punk didn't pay him. He said, "You're on your own, bud," and stuff like that. Which is like, So now, not only so, Colt Cabana is suing CM Punk for the $200,000, $300,000 legal fees. He wants $1 million on top for whatever the word is, you know, mental thingies. And yeah, so Punk and Cabana all beef, and apparently at an event this weekend, Punk's name was mentioned, and there was a fuck.
And it was in Chicago
Colt
as well.
Cabana, yeah, in Chicago.
That's crazy.
Colt Cabana, fuck CM Punk. Right. So, gentlemen, your opinion.
Well, I mean, he turned his back on the industry. Let's be honest. And it's like...
And his friend as well.
What do you expect? And his friend, he's set up his friend. He's just become a really bitter person. And he's always been bitter. And then, if you think about it, you look back at his, like, he had arguments that I can understand that was justifiable, that he wanted to become the main man and whatnot, and he deserves it. And okay, that's cool. I get that. But I felt the way he handled that whole thing was terrible. Walking out the company and just, you know... Just now, I just don't. I've lost respect for CM Punk, and I had it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember.
I agree, man. I think I always find like the court thing. I found the court thing a bit weird because I always was under the assumption that if you win a court case, your lawyer fees are paid for.
You
are they
think
not?
So wouldn't
don't
you? Yeah.
Like, so what was the point of taking somebody to court?
You've won. You're $500,000 down.
I don't really understand that. I thought that would have been sorted out. So yeah. I never really understood that. I think it's sad that they're not friends anymore.
Yeah, years of friendship as well.
I think that's
Ring
really
of
sad.
Honor days, man.
Brings new meaning to the Corey Graves outburst a little bit, doesn't it?
It does.
Just saying, he's, you know, and Jericho said it. He's just turned his back on everybody. Do you know what I mean? That's why. Oh my God, I want to know if he's turned his back on Kofi. If he turns his back on Kofi Kingston, that's the last straw.
Have you probably heard?
I would love to hear. I mean, but Kofi Kingston hasn't said
shit. He won't speak.
He won't. He's not. The Kofi Kingston is a good man. He's not going to say anything bad about anybody. He will have his own person. He will have his own opinions about someone.
Yeah.
But he won't air it out.
Yeah.
And he won't make you want to hate somebody for his own.
But I must admit, and me, I'm a massive CM Punk fan, but the shines, you know.
Get him out of your Mount Rushmore, buddy. You got to get him out.
He's still in my...
You got to get him out of your Mount Rushmore, buddy.
Well, that's the point.
Put Daniel Bryan in.
No, because what you got to remember is it's entertainment. There are certain actors that I despise. Johnny Depp, for instance, you know, there's that stories about him at the moment with the issues with his wife and stuff like that.
Christian Bale.
I don't love him as an actor.
Bale's a wanker as well.
No, you're right.
Oh, Christian Bale's a piece of it. Leonardo DiCaprio's got a
thing. No, you're absolutely
right.
He's
got a thing in his contract that says if he makes offensive, racist or sexist comments or jokes, you have to take it. In his contract and stuff like that, apparently, allegedly. A lot of people are pieces of shit. That doesn't mean I don't enjoy them. Go back to the British Bulldogs. Apparently, they were assholes. Proper
assholes. Yeah, absolutely right.
But I enjoy it. So, the human being. But then again, let's look at it. Shawn Michaels used to be a dick. Bret Hart is a bit of a dick. Hulk Hogan is a dick. Yeah. Ultimate Warrior is a dick.
Yeah.
Randy Orton is a dick.
Yeah.
I could go on and on and on. Do you know what I mean? It's but you know, it doesn't stop me. Macho Man Randy Savage to certain people, but you know, to others.
You never disrespect the Macho Man Randy Savage while I'm in the same room.
We're in a car.
Room, cock, space, time, continuum. Where am I right now?
That's how he would answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how you get out of it.
But yeah, Shane, I just hope it can all be sorted out. But yeah, a bit of shine's gone off. So, are we ready for the next bit of news, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
What we got? Okay, well, this is spoiler, so I don't want to say this. Or just... Well, no, it's not spoiler. There's talk of Rey Mysterio Jr. I always do that, don't I? Rey Mysterio and Big Show coming back shortly.
That's not a spoiler.
Okay, good.
Who cares about the returns?
No, I don't want to hurt a
Rey Mysterio, anyone. Yeah. Why not?
Mysterio's going to... He's... Because they wanted him to not do All In, but he said no, he's going to do All In. So I think we should... When's All In? 1st of September?
Yeah.
We got to watch that. We got to do a review on that.
Apparently, you can watch it as well. It's going to be shown on...
on the YouTube.
On stuff.
But we got to watch that live.
Yeah, man.
And do a review on it.
Absolutely.
We, talking about that, the next piece of news. I mean, one, the Big Show one. Well, let's just talk about that. That's a really weird comeback because... respect him and I like him, but I couldn't care less. There's not going to be a pop.
This will be his last run, surely.
Yeah, and also, what's he going to... If he comes in and, like, attacks Strowman or something, I could not give a shit.
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
I don't give a big show
What's his return going to do?
Yeah, I agree. Oh, can I just say, sorry, it's a segue. TNA recently has been very good, by the way.
Really?
Start watching TNA again. It's, yeah, it's starting to get really interesting. Austin Aries is killing it.
Okay.
Absolutely. He had a great match with Moose in the last pay-per-view. I can't remember what it was
Moose.
Called.
Moose.
Aries is killing it right now.
I see, and Jericho's going to turn up as well.
To?
Jericho's going to do TNA.
Yeah.
And he's going to do New Japan, WWE and TNA at like the same time and stuff like that.
Jericho's, how's he getting away with this?
Because he's Jericho.
You know why? They're sending Jericho to TNA to find, to probably scout talent.
Do you think so?
Yeah. That's what they did with him in NJPW.
And but it's true. Now, let's say he does go to TNA and then he goes back to Japan and then he comes back to WWE. That would be so much bigger than if he'd just gone and come back 6 months later to WWE. Do you know what I mean? But talking about that, talking about All In, it pretty much looks like it's going to be a sellout. Which means it's the first time Madison Square Garden has been sold out for a wrestling event since 2015, including the WWE. And Vince McMahon is livid. Allegedly. Opinions, gentlemen.
Paul. Who's the main... All in.
How can I help, Vince?
Who's the main guy? Who's their star? Why are they selling out?
It's Dusty's kid, man. It's Cody Rhodes, man.
No way.
Yeah. Remember we
let... That's... piece of shit!
Oh, calm down, Vince.
Stardust! Sell it out! Madison Square Garden!
Yeah, I'm afraid so, Vince.
Who else?
Apparently there's that Kenny Omega guy that
we... I heard about him. We had him once, right?
Yeah, we did. We let him go. We didn't think he was any good. And it turns out he's the best wrestler in the world. Whoops.
Damn it.
Yeah. But if it makes you feel better, I've signed every other motherfucker on the planet.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And there's those Young Bucks guys. You know the guys we...
I don't like them!
We put them...
They're terrible!
...order against, and they're bigger than ever because of it?
They're terrible!
Oh.
Fake rockers!
Yeah. Fake rockers?
That's hilarious.
Next bit of news. What have we got? Debut of Renee Young on Raw. I think she did an alright job. Your opinion,
she did okay.
No, I didn't like it.
She did alright, but she was very quiet when Dean Ambrose came back. She didn't say nothing.
I thought it was terrible.
I thought she had some good back and forth with Corey. Because they're obviously their mates, they did some beef together. And
I don't know.
I
wouldn't say she's fantastic, like certain people are saying.
No.
I wouldn't say she's great. Oh, wow. Like, it's cool. It's a nice job. She filled in the job. She did the job.
You're a professional broadcaster. Ace, what did you feel about
it? I don't think that she should have done that.
I thought it was interesting
that she's good backstage.
Michael Cole didn't take it uneasy on her. If she paused for a split second, Michael Cole cut her off, didn't he, and interrupted her.
Yeah.
He didn't take it easy on her. Unless that was Vince going, shut her up!
No, but he's not allowed to, because if he'd done that, would have been some bias. And he never took it easy on Booker. He never took it easy on Coach. So, why doesn't Corey make jokes about Renee Young?
That's true.
Because you don't want to get punched in the face.
What did he say?
You don't like Corey, guys.
What did he say?
I can't remember.
Hey, Renee Young. You know, why didn't he say some silly jokes like he does to Booker T all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And Coach. Is it because Renee Young's white? I'm joking.
Why did you turn into Vince? Yeah. That's
you know why. Justin Credible has been arrested for violating his protective order. He's been arrested again.
And that's not cool.
No.
That's not great. That's just incredible.
I thought he was making a serious point that it became really out of order. It's hard for him, isn't it? I hope he doesn't fall off the wagon again because of this.
Again, he's already off the...
I know he's been clean for a couple of months.
Has he?
Yeah.
What happened?
Obviously, he's fallen off again and gone to see his wife. Mm. It's tough, man. Imagine being the secret member of the clique. You're in the clique, but no one really knows. Do you know what I mean? That kind of...
So is Jeff Jarrett?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
No, he was in the clique.
No, not really.
Just secretly.
I'm
trying to think of an example. What it's like being just incredible.
It's like the guy in the club, but not allowed to go VIP. So he's joined in the club with his boys.
It's like being...
That's what it is. The boys is getting the club together.
You God in the Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But you God did have Olympic torch flaming, the burn so sweet, the villa of victory, the agony of defeat. And he also had, whoa, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to trivia you. So that cocaine, really. And he also had, niggas want to pop shit, I pop Chris. Bitch, I put my on your lips. So he's had those bars. I don't think Credible's had those bars.
Then
he did become ECW champion. So I guess that's his equivalent to...
We're saying you God's good. Justin Credible's good. But he's not...
Incredible.
Great kid, Method Man.
No.
Or he's not... You know, the Hitman Jizzer.
No.
He's not Rick RZA Flair.
Yeah, he's not 1, 2, 3 Killer.
Yeah.
Oh, Master
this
Killer.
Is terrible.
Okay.
He's not the old dirty bastard Benoit.
Oh, wow. He's not.
No, can we stop?
He's not. Inspector Guerrero.
Okay, yeah, nice.
See that, see this that. Is this good. Is good.
Okay.
This is not good.
This is not good content. I think that's the news, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
No, wait, quickly. Do you know something we didn't mention?
What's that?
Because we haven't been here for a little while. Is the first ever women's pay per view. How do you guys feel about?
Oh, that? Evolution.
Wow, yeah. That's a wow. We haven't seen for ages.
Yeah,
I'll be very upset if. So you go on the network, yeah? And then they have the...
Contain scenes of nudity.
Then they have the, you know, the promo package at the beginning.
Yeah.
And they show all the history of the women when it's to be bright panties and all that nonsense and the evolution to that. And I'll be upset if the theme music wasn't... Evolution is a mystery! Or a change that no one sees! God made a fool of history!
No, you will not be nicer. You just gave me a thought. If they did, the then, now, and forever needs to be.
The Mae Young. Wendy Richter. No,
no,
Mae Young's fine. Mae Young's fine.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking the other one.
You're talking about Moolah.
Moolah, yeah.
Mae Young, Wendy Richter, Sensational Sherry, Sunny, Sable, China,
Lita,
Trish,
Bull Nakano,
Mickey James, Bull Nakano would be amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Bertha Faye, Alundra Blaze.
Who can come back at this event who didn't come back at the Rumble? Do they hold anybody back?
Alundra Blaze will probably come back for this event.
Alundra Blaze,
she probably will. She probably will.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would love to see her.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. She's proper gangster as well. She should come in with the fuck.
Exactly.
Know, the
and she's a lovely
like
person.
We
met her at Hall of Fame, Ace.
We did.
Lovely person.
What else do you think we're going to be getting for this pay per view? Because obviously there's a SmackDown women's title.
So it'll be SmackDown NXT women's title as well, isn't it?
Probably.
And.
Do you think this tag team title is going to situation?
Maybe.
It looks like they're setting it up already.
I think they are.
They're putting Sasha and Bayley together.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've got the Iconics.
If they do have women's tag team titles, they're definitely doing their own women's show coming soon.
Yeah.
Like a women's SmackDown or women.
I don't think they will.
They will.
I don't know if they... There you go. Anyway, yeah, I don't know if they will.
Well, but SmackDown was supposed to be a women's show, you know that, right? Eventually, originally.
Oh, really?
Did you know that, right?
I didn't know that.
When SmackDown first started, that was supposed to be an all-women show.
Oh. A thousandth show coming up. I always liked...
Well, SmackDown,
even though the 25th anniversary Raw was very disappointing, the 1,000th Raw I enjoyed very much. I'm hoping the 1,000th...
They're going to end SmackDown with Undertaker, aren't they?
They did. Well, they mentioned Rock and Undertaker already, so Rock and Undertaker are hopefully going to turn up. That'd be sweet.
Rest in
And in fact, if Rock does come back at SmackDown 1,000, hopefully he'll set up for his proposed match at WrestleMania.
Right.
Because he's free, isn't he? They're talking about he might do on The Rock.
Who's his opponent?
I don't think they've really said, have they? But you've got to imagine it'll be
Rock
Rage.
And Brock.
No, I think.
Oh, Rock and Brock or Rock
and
Brock.
Yeah.
I think it'll be AJ. Shall I give you the narrative?
Okay,
go ahead.
SmackDown is The Rock show.
AJ claims
it's the house that AJ Styles built.
Yeah.
So they might fight over the SmackDown name.
All right, Ace, talk me through AJ Styles Rock promo. How would that sound?
I have no idea.
Rock!
So it's like, no, it'll be like, my name is AJ Styles, and this is the house that AJ Styles built. If you smash! Oh my God!
That's gonna be.
You walk around here.
You're getting goosebumps in it. You are AJ Styles. You walk around here, coming out, talking about this is the house AJ Styles built. Back when I was building this house, you were out fighting some jabroni named Christopher Daniels.
That's amazing. That is it. I love it.
It'll be a stellar match.
Yeah.
And AJ Styles is super, you know, he can be stiff, but he's soft. Yeah, he can jump around the ring for him. He's not going to pull his nipple muscle or whatever he did against Cena because he's a nice light chap.
We never got to see Rock Michaels.
Yeah,
this is the closest
thing
we'll get to see Rock Michaels.
Yeah.
Also, AJ deserves...
He deserves that caliber.
Yeah, he deserves a classic.
100.
He deserves a classic WrestleMania.
100. Yeah. Rock and AJ.
Also, AJ needs to lose the belt. AJ needs to lose the belt before that happens.
It's Samoa Joe.
Yeah, so hopefully that will happen.
Rock, AJ, Daniel Bryan, Brock.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right, should we talk about Monday Night Raw?
Yep, go on it.
I thought, you know what? I thought it was good. Have you got the rundown? Have we got any kind of rundown?
I should get the rundown.
You should get a rundown.
I'm going to actually leave you now. Is that all right?
No.
Ace is off. You got no matter. Ace
guys,
got business.
I got business to take care of. But
this is racism.
What else is there? Anything I wanted to say quickly?
Oh, well, I tell you what.
Dolph Ziggler is killing it. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, he yeah, is.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
I love Elias, and that's it. Thanks, guys.
Do you don't have no predictions for SummerSlam? Or?
Oh.
Yeah, any big predictions? Yeah, obviously we don't have to run down the whole card.
I feel like they've given us all the answers already.
Can I say my prediction?
Yeah.
Should we just, before we talk about Raw and SmackDown, let's quickly talk about NXT TakeOver, because I've got a prediction, a big prediction for TakeOver.
Okay.
So, the first match, who do you think is going to win between EC3 and Velveteen Dream?
I think EC3 needs one.
I think Velveteen Dream's going to win.
Okay.
I'm going to go with EC3.
Okay. Who's going
but
to win?
But I always think Dream's going to look amazing.
Who's going to win between Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler for the NXT Women's Championship?
Shayna Baszler.
I think Kairi Sane's going to win.
Okay.
Who's going to win? Mustache...
You mean Shayna Baszler's ready to go up?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think she's ready yet.
Mustache Mountain versus the Undisputed Era.
Undisputed Era.
Right. Adam Cole versus Ricochet for the North American title.
Adam Cole.
Right, I'm glad you said that. Because I think, okay, let's go to the main event. Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa. All right.
I thought Ciampa as well.
I think Gargano.
Why?
I think it's going to be a clean sweep for the Undisputed Era with a new member as the NXT tag team, as the NXT world champion.
Really?
Johnny Gargano. Shock.
And they're going to have all the
system. And that, think about it, a year ago at Brooklyn TakeOver, they debuted. A year later, every member's going to have the title. Tag, World, and North American. World
and
Champion,
Gargano,
Johnny Gargano.
The Ring of Honor connection as well.
Gargano was in Ring of Honor.
There you go. I think it's a shout.
I like that.
And to be honest, did you hear on last week's NXT, the let's go Johnny sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So he's already started to get the you're too much of a baby face.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the Cena thing, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's a white.
No, he's not.
White meat baby face.
Why does he have to be?
No, he doesn't. Johnny Wrestling. A lot of kids like him.
Think about it. To beat the devil, you got to mix with the devil.
Right.
To beat Ciampa, someone he hates so much, he's mixing with.
I don't
think Ciampa's
got the belt long enough, though.
Yeah,
he's he can go up.
But he's ready to go up, isn't he? Mm. He's ready to go, man.
Maybe. Nah, I think Ciampa's going to win there.
Oh, damn it. My theory's out the window.
And quickly, okay, who's Brock or Roman? Ace?
Neither. But Braun Strowman is going to cash in.
Tag in. Okay, yeah. And AJ, and I'll let you go after this one, AJ versus Samoa Joe.
I really want Samoa Joe to win. I don't know if he will.
Did you enjoy Samoa Joe's promo this weekend on SmackDown? Do it, please.
He just went... And so, everybody wants you to win, but I want you to lose. Signed, your wife. End of show. And then he just walks off. And it faded away.
Wendy Styles.
And then he just walks off. And then it faded to black. And I went, oh, what's next? Oh, maybe the... And I started rewinding. I went, oh, maybe I just paused it. Well, that's the go-home.
How do you think Samoa Joe would do if he was an office... Like, he worked in an office and he was, like, one of the deputy managers and whatnot. And he's talking to someone about their improvements in the company.
He told me.
Like, 1 minute. Because you're doing really well in this company. I feel your attendance is great. Your punctuality is amazing. But sometimes you can act lazy and you can forget about the things that's important to do in your job. And then I feel...
There's three levels.
Yeah.
You're going to start quiet and then you put your head back and you sweat a little bit like this.
Yeah.
And then you get angry and then you go back.
That's it.
Relaxed.
That's the impression.
And then you pull your head back like your neck's nice and relaxed. And then you get angry again. And then you go quiet. And then you pull your head back and you go relaxed. And for a final time, you get angry. And then you walk out of shot.
And the most important thing about this whole meeting is, I'm going to put you to sleep. Dun, dun, dun.
Do you not feel like they rushed the story?
Yeah,
it's
like 2 weeks ago, like they didn't even allude to the fact that they were friends, and now all of a sudden they were best friends and they know each other. Come on, like
also,
they could have built this over a few months. It would have been much better.
He came out to SmackDown and went, "Okay,
okay, you got me, you made me mad, but my wife said, don't get mad again. And he came out and went, made one comment, and he went, I'm mad again! So what are you doing, AJ?
Nah, also, hey, before you leave.
Yeah. Let this man go.
Do you think Dean Ambrose looks great?
He does.
He looks amazing.
But yeah, I did say in the WhatsApp group that I believe the heel turn is coming.
But you think the only heel turn that's coming this weekend, it's not going to be Gargano, it's going to be Dean Ambrose.
I think Dean Ambrose, I still feel like...
Custin Reigns the match?
Ooh. No. Custin... Seth.
The problem Seth is, the match. Can you have Seth... You can't have Dean Ambrose turning heel and Becky Lynch or Charlotte turning heel, which is the other rumour.
They didn't.
You don't think so? It's just going to be a Becky win, Charlotte will shake her hand.
Becky win?
Becky's not going to win.
Becky's not going to win.
You don't think so?
No. Carmella is going to be Dean.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're going through all over the show here. We're going up and down.
Ace, you've got to get out. Ace. Man, I love
Mike,
you.
Mike, Ace, we need love you.
Bro, we do. Yeah,
big things
do.
Coming for Ace.
Big things are gone. All right, you got this, yeah?
Yeah, we got this. Oh, hold on. How am I going to give it to you so you can edit the episode?
You might. Have we got time?
Oh, yeah. Can we transfer it to
Ace,
you?
Ace, please remember to delete this bit of us randomly talking in the middle.
Also, Ace, please remember to edit the episode and put it out before takeover.
It has to be out before Sunday, Ace, so please remember before Sunday.
I can say to you tonight.
You sure?
Yeah.
In fact, it has to be out before Saturday, doesn't it? So it has to be out Saturday.
Yeah. Send it to me
tonight. I'll send it to
that. Well, there's... and Ace, if you'd like to record again from now!
Ace, is it going to be one file? Okay.
Okay, and we're cutting back... Oh.
Yeah. All right, love, brother. What's that? Four files, yeah? All right, cool.
Okay, Ace, and we're counting back 2, 3, 1, go! Samoa Joe!
So it's just me and you now?
It's just you and me. Let's get through this quickly then, Skills. We've got places to be.
Yeah.
It's Friday night, for God's sake, mate.
Yeah.
People understand.
Should we skip Raw and SmackDown and go straight into...
let's talk about the height. Let you go. I'm going to go through...
Go for the height. Handy notes.
Flu's handy notes. Here we go. What we got? We got...
That's Ace taking off, by the way.
See you later, Ace. Ace is the man. Okay, so I've got Raw. Ronda, best segment thus far.
That was really nice. Very touching speech about Natalya and Jim Neidhart. That was very sweet.
Yeah.
And good promo.
Great promo from her. And I, when she went up against the four guys, I was sat with my missus and I went, don't back down from the four guys. Kick the four guys' asses.
And
so
she
when she did, very chuffed. I would say that this was a great Raw this week, better than SmackDown, but the reason I think it was good was, one, the storylines were better, but hot crowd.
Yeah,
very hot crowd. Off the top of my head, I can't say what it was.
Yeah, they were
but
very
they
hot.
Were popping for... And it makes all the difference. When Braun Strowman came out, there was a genuine pop. When, Ronda came out, massive pop for Ronda, do you know what I mean? When the crowd is hot, the show is better.
We forgot to mention Matt Hardy might be retiring.
That is another note. Well, there you go. In fact, go ahead. That is the rumour and speculation.
So they had Matt Hardy and Bray had a match with B Team and Revival, and the B Team won. And it kind of seemed like it was a bit of a goodbye to Bray and Matt, wasn't it?
Yeah.
As a team, and it looks like Matt posted something on Instagram that kind of indicates that might be the end.
But they didn't. They did turn up on Raw though, didn't they? Last week, didn't they do that thing? I don't know. They did something last week when they turned up.
This is Raw.
And they were both in both corners.
What are you talking about?
Last week on Raw, they were in a tag match and they were both going for the tag, and then Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt turned up in either corner.
But they just had a three-way match in this Raw.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did they? Oh, yeah. I missed that bit. Okay. Oh, so I say, say again, Skills.
Yeah.
Sorry, Skillet.
So, it seems that Matt Hardy posted something on Instagram that indicates that this might be the end for his career.
Really? Yeah. What did he post then?
Just like his goodbyes to Bray kind of thing.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Should I check it out?
So I do apologise, ladies and gentlemen, for my ignorance here. I wasn't aware of this. I must have fallen asleep for this bit.
Probably. Let me just double check that.
Okay. So while he's saying that, I'll get to...
Yeah, look.
Go on.
Thank you for everything. My compere, I shall miss you. That's about Bray.
Interesting.
I think he's leaving.
Why?
Well, he's back injury, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Did he come back and have the last hurrah, or was the last hurrah that first time at WrestleMania?
that pop was probably, so big. That was it.
Probably the Hardy's last one, right?
Yeah. Okay, that would explain the other rumour I heard then, that Bray Wyatt's getting repackaged.
There you go.
That explains everything. Yeah. I apologise for being ignorant on that.
No,
skill.
It's all right.
Moving forward. Okay, great crowd. I put Deep Six, new special. I thought it was weird that he beat...
Is that a special?
Well, he beat... But then he did the End of Days later on Finn... But he beat...
Say what you want about Corbin. He's got some nice moves, man.
Oh,
say what you want about Corbin.
Great moveset.
He's got some dope moves, man.
Yeah, the one when he slides out the ropes and the clothesline, yeah. The Deep Six. But it's the same with Sami Zayn. The big boot thing he does. But the Blue Thunderbomb is one of the most beautiful moves in wrestling.
Amazing.
Incredible.
We miss Sami Zayn.
Miss Sami Zayn. Looking forward to him coming back. Finn brought... I said great crowd again about the Finn Braun thing. I should be rooting... Oh, here we go. I should be rooting for B-Team, but I hate them now. Shame.
It's okay.
What's up with that music?
Yeah, it's dead. It doesn't suit them.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Moving forward. I feel like Skillet's getting tired. Lately.
I am. Here we go.
Yeah. Here we go. Like I think we discussed later. I don't know if we've already said this. I really liked the whole Roman Paul Heyman thing. I loved the what if.
Or I know.
Unless. And then he said unless. And then he started talking about the Samoan connection. He started saying, driving with your dad. And he handed him the letter, and Roman looked all confused.
It was all interesting.
And I went, oh my God, they've done it.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm interested by this. I do want Brock to leave the title. I'm in. And then they just sprayed him with the mace, and it went back to an old-fashioned wrestling thing. And I went, oh, what a shame.
Yeah.
What a shame. Moving forward.
Not good, man.
Loved the Ambrose return. Really liked it. And these four, good stuff. They've all done well. I'm looking forward to SummerSlam, I guess.
Yeah, I did love the Ambrose turn. I have to admit, I love the return as well. It was teased
then.
Really well.
I've only put two notes for SmackDown, which is the one I've already mentioned, which is Randy Orton peeping and poor Shelton.
Yeah.
Shelton Benjamin. That's a... If he's going to come back and just do that, I know they have to have some people jobbing, but I don't know. It just seems like a shame.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like he's never quite got the props he deserves,
Considering
he's not one of these awkward people backstage.
That's right.
And he is better than... He's not that bad. He's not an incredible promo, but he's not that bad.
No, he's not.
He's better than Lashley. Do you know what I mean? Oh, talking of which, that's a question I wanted to hit you with, Skillet.
Yeah.
Before we do our SummerSlam rundown and get the hell out of here. Worst comeback kind of runs. Goldberg's first run. In WWE.
I feel that's a bit unfair.
Scott Steiner's run, the Big Papa Pump.
That was terrible. His return to Madison Square Garden and Survivor Series in 2002 was an amazing pop.
Bobby Lashley now.
That's really bad.
Which one of those three is the worst?
I'm going to give it to Scott Steiner.
Scott Steiner, because he fell off the ring.
He kept falling off the ring, kept meshing up with Triple H in his matches.
Yep.
Yeah, it just didn't work out. He was supposed to be a mainstay in that WrestleMania that year. He wasn't even in the WrestleMania card.
But I think that's the problem I've got with Bobby Lashley at the moment. Which is the same problem I have with Lana, bizarrely. What is Lana at the moment? She's got a weird kind of hybrid Russian-American accent. She dances a little bit. She's married to Rusev. Anyway, but the same with Bobby Lashley. What, he's got this dim music now, which is finally good. Then he comes out smiling. Then the people make a comment about him and he smiles. Then they make him a second comment.
And he gets angry.
And he gets angry. and then he suplexes them and drops them on their head. And then he gets sweaty. And he walks off. What is Bobby Lashley?
I don't know,
man. I know he's ex-army.
It's a shame.
Why haven't I seen a video package about him being at MMA?
100%.
Why haven't I seen a bit of video package?
He was badass at MMA. He was all right in MMA as well.
Yeah, why haven't I seen a video package about the TNA stuff?
Yeah, I just don't understand why he needs to be the same guy he was in 2007.
Yep.
Why?
Yep.
Do something new with him. Do something different. Like, they did try to do that weird stuff with the... remember that family thing that flopped with the Sami Zayn feud?
Oh, God.
That was awful.
Yeah. And now he's... Hang on a sec. Has he got a match at SummerSlam?
Yeah, against Elias.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Well, what's that?
Mercedes!
Oh, it's got a friend
Mercedes!
Coming.
Mercedes! Right out the window for her!
I will. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a friend of Skillet's coming past, so I'm just putting...
You don't have to. Come round. Hello, darling.
Hello.
Oh, you're back in the UK.
I am.
How are you, babe?
Where are you going to work,
Chocolate Factory?
Oh,
Oh, is that where you work? Oh.
Well, while I'm here.
Mercedes, this is Flu.
Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
We're just recording.
So, Ace, you might want to delete this bit because it doesn't make sense. Ace, delete. Delete, Ace, delete.
Don't worry. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good.
How's things, ma'am?
All good, all good.
Yeah?
I'm stranded here at the moment.
What do you mean?
I'm waiting on my new passport.
Yeah. That's only a temporary thing.
I've been here for like 3 weeks.
Oh.
Makes me feel sick.
She hates the UK. She does work a lot in the States, so that's...
Where's your base?
LA.
Oh, it's, yeah, well, yeah. Why is it? Is it disgusting because of the food, the look of everyone and everyone's attitude?
Just the smell in the air, mm-hmm. Waking up in the morning and just being here, but physically sick.
Yeah. How do you think the English feel? It sucks.
Every morning. I refuse to do it. I'm not doing it. So, yeah, I'm literally sitting here waiting for my passport.
Okay. Well, I mean, is it a permanent move?
No, it's 3 years and then I can extend
That's
it.
That's awesome. That's awesome, babe.
Yeah,
that's good shit. Well, give me a shout before you go.
I will do.
Okay?
Nice to meet you. All the best, babe.
Take care.
Is it me or is it depressing that England is so dirty and horrible that a black woman wants to go to America in the current climate?
She's just being negative. Fuck her.
No, but that's how bad it is.
Nah, it's giant shit.
Why would you want to go to America?
She wants to go to California. That's fine. But like to go on like England's that bad, it's not.
Ace. And
sorry,
we're
Ace.
Going to... Ace, you might want to cut it from wherever we stopped talking about wrestling. And Skillet will explain this all to you in a phone call. And we're going to return to do SummerSlam predictions. 1, 2, 3. Anyway, Skills, we're very tired. Let's just get on with it. Yeah. SummerSlam predictions. Have we got a rundown of who's wrestling when and stuff like that?
I'm going to go off memory.
Okay, good.
205 live match.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Cedric Alexander. Let's start with this. Cedric Alexander faces off of Drew Gulak. Are you excited to see this?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I think this match would be great.
Yeah, but I don't care about the characters. I think they're both incredible wrestlers, but I have no connection.
You're telling me when you hear, when the darkness fire home.
Worst music.
My vows is on
this music's inappropriate for a wrestling theme. Doesn't make sense. It'd be quite good in a club. But it doesn't warm up quick enough.
Oh!
Finn Balor's music cut straight in. But for some reason, they keep going over this one, and they keep... Oh, it's awful.
Oh! Terrible.
And I liked Drew Gulak's stuck-in-the-mud kind of character and stuff like that, so I don't know. I'm sure it'll be an excellent match, and I think Cedric Alexander will win.
Rusev and Lana versus my boy Andrade Cien Almas and Zelina Vega.
Vega and Almas all day, every day.
I think you're right there. So I'm with you with the Cedric, and I'm also with you with the Vegas and Almas.
I hate Lana. I hate this American.
This is not working,
Russian,
is it?
This American Russian accent thing, I hate. I can't. And she comes in body popping. Her and Carmella, I think, they, in fact, they made that point on SmackDown this week, and I thought it was a really good quote when they said, "You're a diva, you're not a woman's wrestler." It's the same with Lana. She's taken the women's industry back like years because, body popping is not talent. Unless you're a talented body popper.
The B team, Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel and versus Revival.
I don't care.
Come on.
I don't care.
I want a Revival.
Of course you want.
So I'm going to say the Revival.
But the B team are going to win.
No, I hope you're right. I'm going to say Revival.
Revival are jobbers, mate.
I disagree. On this weekend, it will change for them.
They did beat Bobby Lashley and Roman Reigns.
I think it will change for them this weekend.
I think they're going to lose on the pre-show.
Finn Balor versus Constable Baron Corbin.
I think Corbin's going to get this one because Balor got the last one. No, Corbin won the go-home, didn't he?
I think Balor's going to win this one.
Yeah, I think Finn's going to win, yeah.
Carmella versus Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair.
I actually thought Becky Lynch had a shot. Or she was going to turn heel when she didn't. But now, I don't think... I'm going to go with Becky Lynch.
Sure.
I think it's time. I'm going to go with Becky Lynch.
I'm staying with Carmella. I think she's going to retain.
Okay.
I think it'll be a case of Becky and Charlotte fighting each other and Carmella will take the opportunity and pin one in them.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. What, leading to a Carmella?
Yeah.
No, leading to a Charlotte. Becky can go off and have a little feud.
That's right.
And what? And Becky and Carmella waits for Asuka to come back because she was meant to be in the match, wasn't she?
I think so. I can't wait for Asuka to come back. I miss her.
Because if Asuka doesn't come back to come and get the belt off Carmella, who else is there?
It's true. That's very true. I don't know. That's a good question. Unless they've got Naomi, I guess, but...
Oh, Naomi. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a... Yeah, good point. Where's she? Anyway.
Exactly, exactly. Ziggler, McIntyre versus... Ziggler with McIntyre versus Seth with a return to Dean.
Well, this is an interesting one because, yeah, it smells of an Ambrose heel turn, which means Seth will lose. This is a but that's good. It's good that I don't know. So I'm going to go with a prediction of... But is it too obvious for Dean, who's just come back, to turn heel?
True.
Then again, wouldn't it have been better? Yeah, I mean, then again, there's been many arguments. Should he have come back at SummerSlam, he would have got a bigger pop. But at the same time, they want people to buy SummerSlam. So they say, look, everyone, Ambrose is there. I'm going to go with a Rollins win. No. I don't know. I don't know, Skills. Can you tell me?
I think Ziggler will retain.
Ziggler will retain.
I don't know how, but I'm not going to say that. I think Ziggler's going to retain.
Well, then the Big Show will come out and chokeslam and bore the hell out of everyone. God. Move on.
Shinsuke Nakamura versus Jeff Hardy.
Nakamura.
Yeah. Orton's going to get involved somehow, yep. Right? Strowman versus Kevin Owens. Loser loses the Money in the Bank. Winner gains the Money in the Bank.
I thought this was... after Kevin Owens won the last one, I thought this was an absolute certainty. Just got a feeling, man.
What, Strowman? If it always going to win? I don't know. Kevin's going to win and then cash in?
There's an... I think... I didn't... It was spoiler alert, but it's not a spoiler because you never know with these things. But a couple of people have seen...
Sorry.
No, it's all good. Skillet's got to get this, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
He's just talking on the phone now.
I did a go. Any luck?
He just said any luck. He's just talking to her on the phone. So I'm going to talk about wrestling. So while Skills is on the phone, I'm going to talk to you about my favourite matches. Do you remember Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect?
That's fine.
First one, SummerSlam. I also enjoyed the second
one. They're quite big. Who cares? That was good. It's their fault.
I enjoyed the Legion of Doom versus the Nasty Boys.
It's their fault. I don't care. They get what they get.
I enjoyed Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker. Okay. I enjoyed Eddie Guerrero versus Brock Lesnar.
Definitely. I'll settle for them straight away. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much.
Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart.
All right.
I enjoyed...
Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. I just went through my favourite matches for the fans. Hi, guys. Do you enjoy
Ace has got a lot of editing to do.
What were we talking
about? So you think Owen's going to win?
Apparently a couple of posters are out there, and it's a spoiler alert, ladies and gentlemen, so stop listening right now. Okay, here we go. But there is talk that, you know, there's been talk that Owens versus Roman Reigns is the upcoming matches after SummerSlam on house shows and stuff like that. They're the matches that have been talked about. Oh, okay. So now there's this thing at the back of my mind that says even though I said originally I thought Reigns was going to win and then Strowman was going to cash in to get the boat off Reigns, which I think is possible, but I think it's even more possible now. I've got this crazy thing in my head which is unsuspected. Brock Lesnar beats Reigns,
right?
Kevin Owens cashes in.
Right.
Can you imagine that when the crowd's booing because, oh, we didn't want Roman to win, but then we did by the end of the match. But then Brock actually wins again, but then Kevin Owens somehow cashes in to take the title off Brock Lesnar. Can you imagine the pop? And can you imagine that will make Kevin Owens...
After Lesnar receives a spear from Reigns.
Yes. And then he's And then he's a made man.
I got a feeling your prediction
at the end
is...
of SummerSlam, Kevin Owens holding up the belt. Can you imagine the pop? And that will make Kevin Owens...
I got a feeling your prediction might be right.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good shout. I think that's better than...
It's more than Reigns to beat Brock. If Brock beats Reigns, and then everyone's like, oh, I'm actually quite disappointed.
And I think your prediction might be better than my Gargano prediction. I think actually it might happen even more than what I think.
Yeah.
Good shout.
Or Reigns is going to beat Brock, and then Strowman will just come in. But I just thought...
Or Brock beats Reigns. Good night, everybody!
Wouldn't that be the twist after the twist? You know, like the Daniel Bryan beating Cena, Randy Orton... Triple H turning heel. That was a really good end to a SummerSlam. I think this could be a really good end, but it's a really good end that the crowd in Brooklyn, Kevin Owens holding the belt at the end of the thing, that is a crowd that will go home very happy.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, we've got a few more matches to go through. Bludgeon Brothers versus New Day.
I'm looking forward to this match, and I think I think the Bludgeon Brothers should win. Got a nasty feeling. No, I'm not a nasty feeling. I've got a feeling the New Day might win.
I think Bludgeon Brothers needs to win until up to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
They need to be
straight year of dominance.
Yep, I think that's a massive shout.
So no, I don't want. I mean, I really hope it's not New Day.
So you know what? Let's both go Bludgeon.
Bludgeon, and who can they face at Mania? Right now, I can't really think. Maybe they will have to build up a team as soon as.
Because you would have thought it would make sense for it to be the Authors of Pain, but that's not happening now.
Exactly, they ain't done nothing with them. That's why Authors of Pain should have been dominated in Raw. Yep. Bludgeon should have dominated. You know what I mean? That would have been good. All right, but I still think Bludgeon's going to retain.
Yeah.
Joe versus AJ Styles.
I want Joe to win. I've got a feeling AJ's going to win again because he's on the front cover of that computer game.
I think you're right. And I want Joe to win this so badly.
I think he wants to win so much. But just, I don't think you can have... Also, I don't think you can have Joe and Kevin Owens, if that's what I think is going to happen as the... Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
I agree. Bliss versus Rousey.
I think Rousey's going to win. Because originally, I think the plan was probably the plan for Natty Neidhart to turn heel, but they're not going to do that now, obviously, for obvious reasons. Yeah. So I think they're just going to put the title on Rousey.
Okay. You might be right about that, actually. Yep. And Lesnar versus Reigns.
Like I said, I think, sorry to jump the gun, but I think that's my dream booking.
So yeah,
Brock
like
Lesnar
you said,
beats Reigns. Reigns spears Brock Lesnar. Kevin Owens takes advantage of it after winning by ridiculous disqualification or count out against Braun Strowman, much like he did in the cage match. Because Braun Strowman, when he wins the title, needs to win the title. He doesn't need to sneak it because he's Braun Strowman. I think it would almost weaken him if he snuck it.
Right.
Or Braun Strowman's just going to take out and win whoever wins. And then he'll be a made man. But I think Kevin Owens or Braun Strowman will be holding the belt at the end of it, yeah.
So that's our SummerSlam predictions. NXT.
I'm looking forward to it,
Skills. I'm looking forward to NXT. SummerSlam, I'm always looking forward to wrestling. Always looking forward to wrestling. So I can't act like I'm not. Yes, I am. Am I as hyped as other pay-per-views in the past before? No. But I'm always going to watch it. I'm going to stay up and watch it. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it'll be a good one. Flu, thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Skirt. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Ace. Thank you, Tay. I know you're not here today, but thank you anyway.
I forgot to read out Tay's statement, actually. I probably should have done it earlier, shouldn't I? But here we go.
This is on the Meltzer situation.
Yeah, this is on the Meltzer situation.
Cool.
In fact,
end this on a positive, why don't
you? On a positive? No, sorry, no, but I meant it because we were talking about our opinions of the Dave Meltzer situation, but surely the person who should give their opinion the most is a lady, a wonderful lady, the first lady of the Kick Out podcast.
True.
And that...
Elizabeth! It's Elizabeth! Oh, sorry, you mean Tay.
So Tay's opinion on the situation, on Dave Meltzer. He should have known better considering his position in the wrestling community. I actually thought he meant lighter in NXT as a reference to her boob job.
Tate's right about that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Either way, it's an unacceptable statement and he needs to remember that it's hard for us women to maintain this unrealistic image of what's attractive, especially those in the entertainment as they are under more scrutiny. He has male privileges, so he'll never know what it's like to be under that type of pressure, so I'd just like to say, don't add to it. He's apologised, I'm happy with that. I don't think he's trash. He's made a mistake, open brackets, this time close brackets, so yeah. Basically, don't do it again. Tay, okay. We love you.
We love you, Tay.
We miss you.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Skillet and Ace, for having me.
Respect.
Skillet, take a moment.
And, thank you, guys. Tune in next week. More Kick Out coming soon. Adios. Oh, by the way, we didn't say Daniel Bryan Miz.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. No, we've got to mention Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, we have to. Who's going to win?
We're back late. Which is good because it's probably best that we didn't end it on Tay's statement about men being terrible.
Miz for me.
I think Miz.
Yeah.
And do you think. Ladies and gentlemen,
this is amazing.
Have you ever had a worse end to the podcast ever? But if you're still listening, God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you what, if you're still listening, tell you what, if anyone is still listening, DM me and I will send you a present. If you send me your address and you're still listening, DM me and I'll send you a gift. Anyway.
I hope everybody DMs me. He sends you so many different gifts.
But I agree with you. I think The Miz is going to win and Daniel Bryan begrudgingly is going to have to respect The Miz. It's not their last match, though.
That's right.
WWE is going to kill this match.
That's right. Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. All the best. Keep subscribing. Keep tuning. Keep subscribing, sharing. Talk about us. Thank you for your support. Love, 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 love. Till next time. Peace.
I thought that was a really strong episode.